Over 100 people came out to a tourism sustainability forum last night at the Healdsburg Community Center. They came to voice their concerns, ideas, and hopes for their beloved town. The event was put on by the recently formed grassroots group Healdsburg Coalition. Member Judith Olney spoke to the crowd, saying the time to plan for the town's sustainable future is now.
I can't emphasize enough the need to plan now while a full range of solutions are available and public costs may still be manageable.
Olney said Healdsburg's rise to becoming a food and wine destination is a success story. But the increased tourism has come at a cost, said coalition member and resident Janice Watkins.
You start to feel a stranger in your own town. Your public spaces are like someone else's special event a lot of the time. So it doesn't feel like it's your town.
Many community members who came out to the meeting are looking for a balance between tourism and small town life. But city reports are projecting the amount of hotel rooms to triple in the next 10 years, in anticipation of more tourists. That worried Healdsburg resident Ty Schuling.
If we have three times that many tourists, it will degrade the quality of life for those who live here, and it will also hurt the experience that the tourists are coming here for. I mean, if it becomes Disneyland instead of Healdsburg, it won't be as desirable a place.
Schuling also said keeping housing costs down for Healdsburg's working class will help the town retain its unique identity.
We need to have a community here in Healdsburg that is diverse in terms of socioeconomic status, in terms of age, in terms of culture and ethnicity.
Resident Amanda Sims also attended the meeting. She had another perspective on the town's affordable housing issue.
Making sure that the affordable housing that we construct doesn't always create this separate neighborhood, and that part of our small town charm is that we have all these houses that are next to each other in these neighborhoods, but they do look different. And I think that there could be a solution that involves that.
North Bay Organizing Project Director Davin Cardenas also spoke. He warned the crowd about the effects of pricing out Healdsburg's low-income workers.
Well, I've actually organized a little bit in Santa Elena and Calistoga, where every morning the workforce drives into town and it's a traffic mess because the workforce can't actually live where they work. And such is the case more and more so here in Healdsburg.
But Cardenas did say getting public input on the town's tourism sustainability issue early is key.
With a lot of creativity and courage, you can actually be a model for what other cities can create in terms of your workforce housing, in terms of your ability to actually raise teachers, families, doctors, a middle class into your city while at the same time benefiting from the fruits of tourism and the wine industry.
The Healdsburg Coalition plans to gather all of the concerns and ideas from the meeting and present them at a city council meeting later this month. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.